Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, kind of a technology wander day. I published another top 10 list of technologies that I thought were critical, which is usually just a list of things that I like. And I understand that it is wholly and completely my opinion. But I did want to talk about three products that I feel like are significantly, I don't know, not underutilized, but significantly significantly better than they're given credit for, and ones that I think will have a significant impact, you know, in the near and the short term, as well as potentially long term. And the first is the product known as a HomePod or Keeker. Keeker was formed using crowdfunding as the original way to get it started, but it was actually built by a bunch of ex-Google engineers in Europe. It is a product that incorporates, for all intents and purposes, a remotely operated vehicle in the shape of an egg, and a 360 camera mounted on top, and a forward-facing 180-degree camera mounted on the front, and a projector. All of these things kind of come together into a device that is extremely useful. One of the cool features that I've been playing with a lot lately is the touch wall. You can actually use the projector of Keeker and the camera in combination together to create a touch experience on a wall, any wall that you have in your house that's open. I actually use it frequently on my whiteboard and frequently on one of the walls in our basement. Very useful, very cool technology thing to consider. The other thing is, obviously, because it was built by a bunch of ex-Google guys, you know, they included the capacity to have a Google Chromecast built in. So it basically lets you, from your device, share the screen of your device, which is incredibly useful and kind of valuable tech to consider. So Keeker is kind of one technology that I think is going to explode. The other thing is, I've been noticing that 3D printers have changed. When I first got a 3D printer, it cost about $1,000, and it didn't do a lot. It was good, and it could print a lot of cool things, but you know, you really didn't have a lot of flexibility, you didn't have a lot of size, and you didn't have a lot of things that you could do with it. There are a number of 3D printers on the market today that are just incredible. There are two that I really think have, you know, taken the next step. The first is the 3-in-1 printer, which is SnapMaker. SnapMaker has a 3D printer, so you can put, you know, plastic through a 3D extruder, and it will create the images that you have scanned, printed, you know, built in the software. But it also has a CNC, a laser cutter, and a laser engraver that it comes with. So they have modules, and you basically replace one module with another, and now you have a product that can do, you know, laser engraving, laser cutting, and 3D printing. That's one. The other is the new quad system from Crane M3D. And the Crane M3D printer actually lets you have four different colors of plastic being extruded by the device at one time. So two very cool things that I think are going to be game changers here over time as we head further and further into the world of 3D printing and those component pieces. So just a couple of technologies off my top 10 list that I think are undervalued in the short run and will continue to be a critical path as people go forward. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.